So, greetings to everybody. So, hope you are all keeping well. And now we come to the next stanzas. And this is those who are giving obstructions or obstacles, who are actually harming me, are actually not obstacle, but actually a positive conditions for my Dharma practice, for improving myself, for transforming myself. Try to see this. So here there are two stanzas. I will first read the Tibetan. Kanyi kame minjola, kanyi yena yechirba, teni tei juyena chetartela kehisha. Tuzi shimbi homovi zimbi kesi yu mayin, ratin jimbar sechirba rajun kesi sarambirungs. Stanza number 104 and 105. If something does not come to be when something else is absent, and does arise, that factor being present, that factor is indeed its cause. So it's a little bit complicated here. If something does not come to be when something else is absent, you know, if something is not there, then something else does not happen. And if that something is there, then something else is that is happening, then that something is called a cause. No. Like, for instance, here, talking about, you know, the beggar and generosity. If there is no one to help, there's no beggar, for instance, then you cannot be generous. And if there is beggar or there is somebody you can help, then you can be generous. So therefore, this beggar or someone you can help or someone needs help is a cause, or as a important factor, condition for you accumulating the positive quality or positive deed of being generous. So therefore, how can it then be said to hinder it? You know, so if somebody is obstructing you, or somebody is doing something unpleasant, or somebody is doing something not nice to you, or even obstructing in doing your practice or whatever, if that is not there, then you cannot practice patience. Everybody gives you what you want, if everybody does what you know what you like, and everybody is saying good things about you and respecting you, and you know, are very nice, then you cannot practice patience. So therefore, those people who are doing harm, supposed to be your enemies, or doing negative things or saying bad things against you, are actually, you know, an important condition for you to practice patience. So it's, you know, they are your the cause of your generating patience. And patience is one of the most important practice or most important dhamma practice where you can transform yourself. So if that is the case, then you have to be happy, or you have to be thankful, or you have to appreciate if somebody is doing negative things or harmful things or saying bad things about you or giving obstructions to you, because they are maybe not consciously trying, but they are actually cause of generating patience in you. You know? So how can it then be said hinder it? You know, they don't, the negative people or those who are doing something not so nice to you, you cannot say that they hinder my positive practice. They actually can become a positive condition, good condition, or good cause for you to transform yourself. The example given here is two: the beggar and your master. You know, the beggars who arrive at proper times are not an obstacle to generosity. You know, so if you want to be generous and, you know, distribute something, food or clothes or, you know, whatever, if you want to be generous, and at that time that you want to be generous and give, then those beggars who want to receive them or who are needing what you want to give, if they arrive, then you can't be, you know, you can't be angry at them. You have to be grateful that they come there. You have to be appreciative and happy that they are there, because you can practice generosity. And they are not, you cannot say that these beggars are obstructing me in being generous. So in the same way, we cannot say that those who give the vows are hindrances to ordination. You know, if I want to become a monk and I want to receive the monk's ordination, I need a master, you know, a kempo, to give me the ordination. So that who gives me the vows, that monk, the master who gives, I can't say he is a hindrance to my ordination, because he is actually the cause, the right condition for my ordination. So in this way, if you think, then, you know, one should not get angry, but actually appreciate those who are doing harmful things and negative things towards me. So this is now next 106. Jite nanu lowa me nepa sepa kembate detar penu majina ngayo nepa mizeto detar par nu majina ngayo nepa mizeto tevi ngalvi madipi chinta tenne shungata shunju shupi trochirbi doke dala gavarsa dudun doki dudun doki dipi na teshir zupin dipi na dola dila tomar dar ute detar tenne zupi jus. So these three stanzas. So this is 106. The beggars in this world are numerous. Assailants are comparatively few. For if I do no harm to others, others do no injury to me. So, like a treasure found at home that I've gained without fatigue, my enemies are helpers in my bodhisattva work, and therefore they should be a joy to be. So, it's not necessarily beggars here, you know. There are lots of people who do good things to me, you know. There are lots of people who can be nice, who can be helpful, who can be positive. And comparatively, there are less people who are harming us, who are doing bad things, who are saying bad things, who are, you know, doing negative things. Generally, if I do not do something harmful to somebody else, then they do not injure me. They do not do harmful to me. So therefore, you know, generally in the world, you know, unless I am myself kind of a little nasty or have an attitude or, you know, people are generally not harming me. So therefore, if somebody does that to me, if somebody is not nice to me, if somebody does something unpleasant to me, then I should see it. So like a treasure found at home that I've gained without fatigue. You know, if I find a big treasure in my home, under my floor or somewhere like that, and I find it without making lots of efforts, you know, without fatigue, without getting myself going into too much effort, then I should be very happy, you know, I should be more happy. So in the same way, my enemies are helpers in my bodhisattva work. Those who harm me or those who become my enemies or those who, you know, say bad things about me are really, if I can take it in the right way, helpers in my bodhisattva's training. And therefore, you know, I should see like that. Therefore, we should be a joy to me. You know, when I find somebody who is doing not so nice things to me or saying bad things about me, if I can say, if I can deeply say that, oh, this is the chance for me to practice patience. This is an opportunity for me to practice patience. Then I will not be unhappy, I will not be angry and hateful to this person, but actually I will rejoice at this person. And when I do that, then I have no enemy, because that enemy becomes like my, you know, my helper. Therefore there was, you know, this story I used to tell. There was one teacher, and there was a group, a kind of a center. And in this center, there was one person, a very nasty kind of a person. He always said not so nice things to the teacher, and whatever teacher asked, he would always kind of ask very nasty kind of questions, and he would speak against him, and, you know, and not so, you know, polite and not so nice. So everybody in that group, you know, did not like him. You know, they really felt very, a little bit unhappy about him. And they all thought that, you know, if he is not there, you know, if he goes away or if he doesn't come, it will be very nice for everybody and the teacher would be happy. And one day, this person passed away. This person died. And it was the teacher who was mourning most. He was so inconsolable. He was crying and, you know, he was really, really broken. He was very sad and, you know. And everybody was a little bit surprised because actually they thought he would be happy. And then they ask, you know, why are you so, you know, unhappy and sad? Because he was always doing not so nice things to you and saying not so nice things and, you know, was a little bit against you and things like that. Why you are so sad about that? We thought that you would be rather happy that he actually passed away. And then the teacher said, no, no, it's not the case. All of you were only trying to please me. And he was the only person that I could really learn from, you know. I could really, he was the only one who could actually tell me truthfully about what I am and what I was doing, and you know. So he was actually my true friend. He was my only true friend I had here, because he was the one who could actually tell me exactly what he felt about me. So I have lost my one true friend that I had in this group. So it's like that. And therefore this should be a joy to me, you know, in this way. Since I have grown in patience, this is 108, since I have grown in patience thanks to them its first fruits I should give, for my patience they have been the cause. You know, so therefore, you know, if I have developed or I have gained any positive karma, or I have gained any merits or any positive deed because of patience, it's because of my enemies, thanks to them. So therefore, you know, the first fruit, you know, when I become enlightened or if I get any kind of a result of the patience, first I have to dedicate to them, my enemies, because they have been the cause of my patience. So they are worthy of, they actually have, you know, I need to give the dedication, or I need to give the result of that patience to my enemies first, because without them I wouldn't have accumulated this positive action or deed that came from observing patience in me. So this is 108. So I think I stop here. Thank you very much. And see you soon. Sunam di tamche zepan tamne nyepe dano pashe de shekana che walap chupa sibin cho lin do wa do wa re sho shon chu sen chu rom bo che ma she pa nam she che she pa nyam ba me koni kondem pe wa re sho sen chen ne pa chen ne pa je de ne Tēlāng nē lē tā chī chī nōyē dē ngā mā lē pā tā tēn chō ngā mē pā rā shū. Thank you very much.